Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a weekly tradition. It is the picks.
Nice pick.
They listen to you, Mike.
It's set time.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Explode in the second half.
I am downright hard.
There's one pick missing, right?
I mean, I'll be as brief as I can because your show is incredibly popular today.
Those are the picks.
Brought to you by Family Heating and Cooling.
Ah, yes, a Breeders' Cup edition of the picks.
Your pick's been good so far today at the Breeders' Cup?
Next question. First game, Kansas State. It's a long weekend. You leave me alone.
Finito.
Kansas State -5.5. They travel to Lawrence to take on the old ball coach Les Miles in the Sunflower Cup. Yeah. We go to David.
Kansas State pulled the upset last week, and they have a really, really good defense. I'm going Kansas State
Newies
here.
Over to Sully.
David, you're wrong. I'm sorry, man. I don't even need the points. Give me Kansas to win this game straight up. Since they made that change, new offensive coordinator, they've been great. Give me Kansas.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. You know, Les Miles fired both his OC and DC when he took the job.
Yeah.
Puka Williams, a big-time ball player. Kansas got a little mojo. Should have beat Texas 2 weeks ago. Nice job against Texas Tech. I'll tell you the one thing that worries me. Their special teams is a disaster. but I'll take Kansas in the points. Game two.
I'm boat guy.
That's right, ooh, boat guy. Oregon traveling to take on the USC Trojans and the Song Girls. Oregon laying 4.5. We go to David.
He's got AIDS.
Oh, Donald. Jesus.
Wow. Oregon's offense is outstanding, but quarterback for USC, Slovis, is very efficient. And USC is 4-0 at home this season. I'm going USC in the points here.
You're as smart as you are sexy. Over to Sully.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with USC. Who knows how this whole season's been going. It's just weird. I've won on Oregon before. Let me pick up a game on you guys and close my eyes and bet Oregon.
Oregon should have lost 2 weeks ago to Washington.
Yep.
Miracle. Should have lost to Washington State. Miracle. This is the end. They can't get it up 3 nights in a row. They're like Roberto after a bottle of wine. I'm taking USC and the points, but I think the Trojans are winning.
Ooh. I'll give it to you, man. You will do. He'll finish out.
Game three, the tailgate party, the cocktail party, rather. Excuse me, in Jacksonville, Georgia, Florida. Georgia laying 6.5. David.
The world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
What's the big deal with blackface?
Georgia is coming off a bye week, and here's an interesting stat here. In 2017 and 2018, after their first loss of the season, Georgia is 7-0 in the regular season. I'm going Georgia all day here.
Over to Sully.
I am downright hard.
You
thanks,
said it,
Bogey.
David, you said it. The world's biggest cocktail party. It's crazy. Gimme Florida getting the 6.5
points.
Long
black sausage.
Give me Florida getting 6.5 points, too. They're going to step the hell up in this game.
Everybody and their mother's taking Florida here.
Yep.
Everybody. So if there's no explanation why I should take Georgia, Fromm has been bad, their wide receivers suck, they're one-dimensional, the running game's not explosive. You know what? When everybody goes right, we go left.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Georgia and lay the points. Me and David are riding together.
Chauncey!
Game number four. Oh, my pretty little ponies travel into Beale Street to take on Memphis. SMU getting 6. David!
I wish I was at Beale Street for this. Game day's going to be there. I want to be there for this. But SMU has 4 wins by 7 points or fewer, including a bad one against Houston last week. Houston's awful. I don't think Memphis wins, but I have to take them in the points.
Well, you're taking, hold on. Memphis.
No, I'm taking Memphis. I'm sorry.
You're laying
yes.
the points. Okay.
Hey, I'm Coach O.
Love you, Coach. Over to Sully.
You're right, David. Oh, it was bad last week.
It was bad.
I'm going to trust the home team in this one, too. Give me Memphis. We'll see what happens.
Favorite pick of the week outside my fight for freedom. Salute to service. Pound Town Parlay. This right here, I love Memphis. I think the pretty ponies get smacked around. The dream dies on Beale Street. Memphis.
Up in the Death Valley. Well,
just imagine Orgeron partying on Beale Street.
That guy's great.
Welcome to Coach O's Bistro.
Let's
you want some barbecue?
I got a sailboat.
Michigan. Sully, the updated line is 21.5, and I know why you did it. You did it because you're going to take Big Blue.
I cross-referenced this earlier.
21.5. I just looked at the number during the break.
Well, it must update it.
You're damn skippy.
I cross-referenced it earlier.
That's because David's church just laid the wood on Michigan. It's 21.5, David. Go.
Loxley wants to show up Gaddis. But I'm sorry. I think Michigan's just too talented.
Yep.
Michigan here.
It's a heck of a package.
Over to Sully.
Yeah, I've liked Maryland in spots this season, but I think Michigan absolutely blows them out. Give me Michigan.
I think it's a letdown spot. They'll win, but it's really, really hard to really get excited about primetime at Penn State, primetime home Notre Dame, noon at College Park. I think they win, but over 21, I got to take
it. It's set time!
Let's go to the National. Football.
Oh, Sunday night. Wow.
Vikings, Chiefs lay in one. Mike, the updated Mahomes report.
Questionable. I just saw a tweet 2 minutes ago.
David, you're on the call.
See, I don't think it matters if Mahomes plays in this game. Dalvin Cook leads the league in rushing. The Chiefs can't stop the run. I have to go Vikings all day.
Over to Sully.
Yeah, point spread certainly looks a little weird, but hey.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
Give me KC at Arrowhead, and we'll see, obviously, about Mahomes.
I'm going to walk into this trap the same way I walked into the Packer trap last week. I think it's a winner. I take the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Game number
two. That's a talk radio idiot.
Tom, that's not nice. Game two, Patriots laying 3 at the Ravens. David.
I know what Sully's going to say. I know what Sully's going to say about the Patriots. I know what they are, and they look like historically defensively. But I have to go black quarterback.
That's
I
right.
have to believe wow. that the Ravens are going to take over this AFC. I hate to see it, but Lamar Jackson and the Ravens all day.
That's right. Over to Sully.
You bet the black quarterback, I'll bet the white quarterback in this
Those
one.
Those people?
I never bet against the Patriots, but also I think it's kind of a letdown for the Ravens where it's actually a situation they will be flat after a bye week. Give me New England.
I am going on record. The Patriots will lose one of the next three games.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm betting on their opponent's money line. Because I am going to get Bill Belichick. I have to do this to prove it to Sully. I want the Ravens. I don't care if everyone's on them. Money line. My godson, Lamar. Let's go. Game number three is the scariest point spread of 2019. Colts, my gritty, gutty, resilient Colts. -1 at Blitzburg. David, the Deacon of Steeler Affairs. Lead off.
Way to go, big guy.
James Conner is doubtful, which means the Steelers are doubtful to win this
sausage.
Game. And I have an announcement. I have a brand new godson. His name is
Jacoby
Brissett.
Oh, no.
I'm taking him. He's my godson. Go Colts. I'm sorry, Steelers.
More on that momentarily. Over to Sully.
I can't possibly follow that up. I'll just respect you with that one, David. I'll join you. Let's go Colts.
I can't back terrible quarterbacks. I can't bet on Matt Moore. I can't bet on Mason Rudolph.
Oh,
I can't do this.
I understand.
I know it's a trap. I know I'm walking into it. I know that I lost to Joe Flacco last week, but I have to go with the boys in blue. I'm going with the Colts, damn it. David, I can't.
I know.
It was awful in the last three games.
He pooped the bed. Game number four.
She has vegan breasts.
Giants, Cowboys, Monday Night Football. Why is this game on? Giants getting 7, David.
I was going to ask the same thing. Why is this game on here? I wish I could. I really wish I could dance for the Giants, but I'm sorry. Cowboys all day.
No, take the points.
Oh, David.
I'm not taking the points here. No.
Giants are somehow really good against the spread. When you
look
we covered
last week, man.
I'm not.
Come on.
That's the Lions, though. Come on now.
All right.
Dak Prescott sucks.
All righty.
Give me the Giants.
All right, listen. I hate the Cowboys. This is my Super Bowl. This is all I have left. My team blows.
Mm-hmm.
We just got Leonard Williams. He's got a sick fro. We got to be able to hold up to the Cowboys. We'll lose, but we'll lose with pride. And all that pride gets you in the NFL is
summer penis.
But you know what? Give me the points. Come on. I want something to watch Monday night.
Pride comes before the fall. A wise man once said that.
Let's go to Grumpy in East Lansing. Line 3. All right. The last game of the week. Fight, Giants. Fight. Lions at Raiders. Raiders laying the two. David.
Another team that can't stop the run, the Lions. Another team that can run the ball, the Raiders. I have to go the Raiders on this one.
Over to Sully.
I said it earlier with Derek Carr, how efficient he is, how the Lions can't rush the passer, Derek Carr doesn't get sacked. But, hey, typical SOL game. They'll do just enough to string people along. And screw it. Give me the Lions and the picks.
Mexicans.
Yeah. For me, it's simple. They're home for the first time in 6 weeks. You don't rush the passer. You don't stop the run. You don't run it. That's just not how you win on the road in the National Football League. I think Stafford will play out of his mind, but he can't escape the subpar coaching here. I'm going to take the Raiders 30-27. God help me. I just bet on Derek Carr.
Bad quarterbacks, right?
Those are the selections.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.